The thing about retirees is that fear of missing out, that, well, I need to have a finger in every pie. And actually, you don't. You don't have to have a finger in every pie. The thing about having done a good work life and then go into, well, what's next, and that segment of what's next, is looking at it from that standpoint of how can I balance it with taking care of what I want to do and having my finger in other pies at the same time. So whether it's family pies of having, well, how do I get involved with my family and be involved with them? Or somewhere you volunteer, it could be a club, could be an association, could be church, something spiritual. So those sorts of things to go, well, what's the balance of me actually getting my needs met and also having fingers in other pies?
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
We all have the same amount of time every day, but some of us seem to use our time more efficiently than others. We get busy. We get involved in organizations and in groups, and we put our hand up to help lead these groups. But in the end, it's important that we give ourselves time as well as everyone else. So how are you going with your time? Hi, welcome back to the Retire Well, Retire Happy show with Anne Nelson. And today we have something really special for you. On the line I have Les Watson, and Les is from Get More Time. He is a productivity expert, and he is here to tell us how we can get back an hour a day. That seems amazing. And even though some of us may be retired, we're still having the trouble of running out of time to do things. I think some of us think, where do we ever get the time to work before we end up getting so busy? So here is the Time Lord, Les. Welcome to the show.
Wonderful. Thanks very much, Anne.
You're welcome. So please tell us a bit about your background. Have you always been the Time Lord, or where did you start and where are you?
Have I always been the Time Lord? No, that's been a recent occurrence. I was trained in time management back in the early 80s with one of the doyens of time management, David Allen. He wrote the other book on time management called Getting Things Done. So the GTD methodology became an international phenomenon, and with him training me, it changed my life. It enabled me to get very clear on what I needed to do, and I started kicking some goals, and some people then went, how did you get to have that success? And it went from there. I trained in sales, customer service, obviously the time management and productivity, but communication, team building, that sort of personal development was where I started, and had my own company in Sydney for many years. Came down here to Victoria and someone said, relaunch your business. And I went, oh, really? They said, no, the region needs what you have. And it was a thing of, where does the Time Lord come into it? It was a piece where I had the business card about to go to print, and I said, I need a title. Anyone can be a director. Anyone can be a manager. And I kind of looked up and went, it needs to have something to do with time, Lord. And the end result was we laughed ourselves silly, and Time Lord was born, and I'm now known as the Time Lord.
That's a great story. I gather you're an author then.
Yep, my wife is a more acclaimed author than what I am. She wrote a book called Antonio's Seed, and it won the New South Wales Writers' Centre Best Fiction, got shortlisted for the Victorian Premier's Literary Award. And then on the back of that, I was in a mentoring session one day, and a lady said to me, you know you've got enough for a book. I went, no, I don't. And my wife said, yes, you do. And then from there, 12 months later, I had a manuscript, and 6 months after that, I had a book in my hand. You get back an hour every day. It's the A to Z of being more productive.
A to Z of being more productive. Yeah. I think that's something that we all should read.
Indeed, and it's available as a PDF download from the website, justgetmoretime.com.au. It's if you're looking at retirees, the thing about retirees is that fear of missing out, that, well, I need to have a finger in every pie, and actually you don't. You don't have to have a finger in every pie. The thing about having done a good work life and then go into, well, what's next, and that segment of what's next is looking at it from that standpoint of how can I balance it with taking care of what I want to do and having my finger in other pies at the same time. So whether it's family pies of having, well, how do I get involved with my family and be involved with them, or somewhere you volunteer, it could be a club, could be an association, could be church, something spiritual. So those sorts of things to go, well, what's the balance of me actually getting my needs met and also having fingers in other pies? So that fear of missing out, the first thing to do is look at, am I doing too much? Do I have too many fingers in too many pies? Do I need to actually cut back on what I'm doing?
Sounds wise advice, and that's what I'm currently doing, cutting back on what I am involved in. And you never know where the journey's going to take you. I think when you first retire, I suppose you've lost that contact with the people that you have worked with, and you may have relocated as well. And joining groups and associations is one way to meet more people, but don't put your hand up for a job because you'll soon get one, and then you find that you're tied to these groups and it's not that easy to get out of it sometimes.
Yeah, very much so. And even down to, I'll put my hand up, but I'm putting my hand up for 12 months and I'm making it very clear that you can have me for 12 months or you can have me for 6 months, but then I've got to go on and do some other things. Now, if that goes on to 18 or 2 years, that'll be at your discretion as opposed to not putting in a boundary. And one of the things of getting your time back is looking at your own boundaries and your ability to say no. So your ability to actually push back and go, maybe not right now, or I need to take a break from this and have time for you. So even family will do it. Can you do this? Can you run here? Can you babysit this? Can you look after? It's like, yeah. And there comes a time when you need to have a balance to look after you. Otherwise, it's, what do they say in the airlines? When the mask comes down from the ceiling, fit your own mask first before helping others. And it's very much in regards to your own retirement to look at it from that standpoint of, are you taking care of you and then taking care of other people?
Well, that's great advice, and that's something that we can do when we retire, is to spend more time finding out about ourselves. It sounds silly, but that's your time to do what you can and to maybe explore that other side of yourself that you haven't had time to do when you've been bringing up your kids and working.
Yeah, and so many people actually put off their life to go, well, when I retire, I'll get this done. Well, my first invitation for people is to write it down. Write down all those dreams. Write down all those goals that you really wanted to do when you had the time for. Now's the time for it. And you go, well, how do I get the time? How do I look at it from that standpoint of what is in your day that's a have to, what's in your day that is a must do, what's in your day that you'd like to do, and kind of look at it from that aspect of, am I doing a lot of have to's? Am I doing a lot of things that I don't really want to do? It's like the subscription to email. Sometimes you need to unsubscribe, unsubscribe, unsubscribe. And in unsubscribing, you go, oh, I'm getting a whole lot less emails, and that's great, because that frees up that time that you're looking at email. And you can do the same with your connections in the community or in family or things, or with friends even, where you would normally give a half a day to three friends, and you're now down a day and a half in the week, and you go, oh, if only I could take that back. Well, you can take it back. You have the availability of making the choice and going, no, I need to take some time for me. And from taking the time for you, you start to do the things that you really want to do.
Well, it sounds very simple, but in practice, I suppose we have to start somewhere. You mentioned emails, and I would be guilty of this too. I need to unsubscribe a bit. Can you give us some tips about saving time when we're not spending so much time on the computer?
I've got a couple of models, and the two words that come to mind are leadership and discipline. So here we are in a time of our lives where we have supposedly finished with the day-to-day, 9-to-5, so to speak, and now we have time to do other things. So from there, are you going to lead your life the way you want to lead it, as opposed to the way other people are saying that you should lead it? And the other thing is discipline. So even though you are not getting up to go to a 9-to-5 role, what can you do on a day-to-day consistent basis? That's a discipline to still be in the throes of creating what it is that you want in your life. So leadership and discipline. It does come back to, if you're ever stuck, you can come back to those two things as, am I leading my life, and am I actually putting forward some discipline in my life? The other one is what I call the ESI model. What action are you taking to get the things you want done in your life? So a lot of people think about things and don't get them done, so they're not taking action on them. The second one is the S for support. Are you asking for support, and are you being supportable? And then what do you say to yourself? So internal focus. What are you saying to yourself? Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right. So if you think you don't have enough time, you won't have enough time. If you think you're always late, you'll always be late. So your thinking will make it so. So those three keys, ES and I, external action, what support, and internal focus. If you're trying to create something in your life at this point in your life, then the three keys will be very dynamic in you creating. For example, the E and the S without the I, you're not as effective because you're talking yourself out of it. The S and the I without the E, you're dreaming, not taking any action. And the E and the I without the S, you're not as effective because you're not open to the support available to you. So that's a little model that I use, ES and I. And the last model I'll give you is what I call ALTA, A-L-T-A. ALTA standing for awareness, leadership, tools, and action. So once you become aware of your own time and your own lack of it, or what is it that in your life takes the time away from you, that's that first key. Become aware of those things in your life that either aid your time management and you having time, or take your time away. And then the second key being leadership. What are you going to do about leading your life, which is what I mentioned in the previous one? And then from there, what tools are available for you to create that time? So do you use a diary? Do you use a trusted system? Do you use something on your phone? Is there an app that you could use? Are you an app person? Are you a paper-based person? Doesn't matter what system you have, you need a trusted system so that you can write something down and you don't have to remember it. It's written down. So you can be going through the day doing 101 tasks and always come back to your trusted system and it's always there. So that's the style of tool that I mean, whether it's a diary system, a planner, even an A4 sheet of paper, it doesn't matter. What are the tools that are available to you to be productive? And that last one, ALTA, A standing for action. It's one thing to be aware of it, one thing to have the tools, but are you taking the action to create the results for yourself in your life? So ALTA, if you're not getting the results that you want in your life as far as time is concerned, maybe you need to ALTA. Maybe you need to do something different. And I come across a lot of people, and for example, my mother-in-law, she is retired and she paints and she draws, and she's taken these keys and really changed the way that she does life to create a different result, and is getting a whole lot more done. She's a whole lot more happy because if she's just taking control rather than be on the back end of it, rather than being on the receiving end, she's front-footed with it. And this year she's created some amazing results because she's been able to take those models and put them into a life.
Wow. That's really given us something to think about. And thanks for sharing all those models with us. Can we just highlight one part of that? Tools. You're saying now that you've created that time, you have to commit yourself to it, like diarising or something else like that. Is it how important is it to allocate everything, or are we just allocating this is, you know, a few hours where it's I'm going to allow that for me or for reading or doing the painting that you suggested without being too focused on every minute?
Yeah, it varies from person to person. Everyone will do it differently, and I'm suggesting that you need to test it. You need to check it out. Take your day, take 8 hours in a day, and map out what you'd like to do in that day. And one of the keys that I say to people is plan the next day, the day before. So the last thing you do prior to either leaving your desk or putting your head down for the day is to really map out what you'd like to do the next day. And if it's, I'd like to spend 2 hours in the garden, I'd like to spend 2 hours painting, I'd like to go and visit a friend for 2 hours, then I'd like to do the family for 2 hours, then you've kind of mapped it out. So rather than being at the whim of, oh, there's a phone call coming in and I get pulled away from what I want to do, map it out. Because you can say when the phone call comes in, nah, that's not going to work for me. Can we do it tomorrow? And renegotiate with the amount of people that want your time or want to spend time with you and go, oh, I'd love to spend time with you. How about tomorrow? So it's one of those things of by planning the day before, you see what it is that you're going to do and you can put things in place that will enable you to be productive the next day. When you said, do you plan everything? Well, you can. It depends on to what level that you personally want to create your day. Some people want to go with the flow and other people want it down to the 15 minute or the half hour. So it really comes down to test it out for you. What's going to work for you as far as mapping out the day? And then you can take that a next step and go, if that was the day, what's my week look like? And plan out what the week would look like. And then look at the month and go, what's my month look like? Then you go to a year and go, when am I going to take a holiday? When am I going to take that cruise? When am I going to jump in the car and take that road trip? Those sorts of things. So it's rather than leaving it to the whim and the while of, oh, I don't know and I haven't got anything done, actually do the planning. So it's in the planning you will end up creating the things that you want to create. And again, it's your time. It's that time of your life where you go, how do I get this done? If I've worked and worked and worked and worked and now I've retired, what do I want? What do I want to create? How do I put things into place that will enable me to create what it is that I want at this time of my life?
Well, thank you. I think it's been just what I needed talking to you because I can lose a lot of time when I get on the computer and then at the end of the day I think, oh, I didn't spend much time out in the sun today or I didn't spend quite enough time going for a walk or for some exercise and it can quite easily get to the end of the week and you've skipped a few days of that time that you were supposed to be allocating for other things.
Yep, no, definitely. And I did want to give a gift to anybody that's listening, and that is I've created a website that will enable you to get a free version, a PDF version of my book. And the PDF version is valued at $24.95. So if anyone would like to jump on, and that's just www.getmoretime.com.au/retire. It's getmoretime.com.au/retire and just put your name and contact details in there and then I'll forward over to you a gift of $24.95 of the PDF version of my book, Get Back an Hour in Every Day. How's that, Anne?
Oh, that's terrific. Thank you very much. That would be marvellous for the listeners. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And if anyone wanted to contact you, where would they go?
So you can do it through the website. Do it through the website at getmoretime.com.au. If you wanted to, the email is les@getmoretime.com.au or you can ring me and that's 0414 489 689. 0414 489 689. Happy to take a call. You can SMS me. There's lots of things on the website that you can dive into. There's lots of tools, lots of techniques, lots of interviews that you can get on the website. That's getmoretime.com.au.
Well, thanks very much for sharing your time with us today. You've been listening to Les Watson. He's Australia's Time Lord.
Thanks very much, Anne.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.